Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said, Hades.
Mm-hmm.
The characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 million.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be Luke. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song. Baby got the back. Baby got the back. I like big butts and I can't deny.
Hold up. Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back downtown. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us though. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
What breeds? Really?
What you preach. Yeah, just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and, from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said if I slap an H, I expect my money. Go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It is what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag, if a penny chip don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these up-and-coming hip-hop artist to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for, too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip-hop. So.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
Hey, TAZP Live. TAZP Live. Another TAZ production live. A lovely guest host, D Lovely, aka DJ, is on the line. How you doing, DJ?
I'm good, babe. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is comedy night on ATAZP. This is the second time I've done this. I'm going to play three comedians. We'll listen to some of their stuff for 15 minutes and comment in between. This is just to get people that, you know, had a bad day to laugh a little bit. The first comedian is Lisa Lampanelli. Lisa Lampanelli is comedy's lovable queen of mean, hailed as more than a stand-up, a standout by comedy legend Jim Carrey. This equal opportunity offender is a regular on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and Howard Stern's Sirius Satellite radio shows. She recently joined the ranks of comic greats and added her first ever one-hour HBO comedy special, Long Live the Queen, to her resume with a CD and a DVD to follow. Lisa's rise to the top of comedy food chain began in 2002, where she was the only female comedian to roast Chevy Chase at the New York Friars Club. She soon became one of the few white comedians to perform on BET's Comic View. This is Lisa Lampanelli. I'm going to play three spots, DJ, and then we're going to come back, send the kids to bed. There's a... There's some X-rated language on here, but you understand. Lisa Lampanelli on ATAZP Live.
Now, let me tell you, like I said, I don't got no boyfriend, but you know, when I get my next one, I'm not lying. I've had it with that bullshit. I am not pretending to like to suck a dick no more. It is disgusting. Guys, don't get it twisted. Oh, don't get it twisted. None of these bitches likes to suck a dick, and if they do, it's because they were molested, so get some therapy, okay? I hate it so much that I had my gay faggot friend Wendell teach me the twisty technique to try to make it go faster. It don't work, that lying bum chump. I'm getting carpal tunnel of the cunt. Chronic fatigue of the asshole. You lying donut punching fruit. Then you fucking white guy love when we look up at you. Love looking down. Yeah, bitch. You, bitch, you know you love that. Say you love it, bitch. And I'm like, yeah, I love it, yeah. I can't do it. It's like trying to go this here. Once I got so bored during a dick sucking that I actually counted to see how many times it would take me to go this here. I am sad and sorry to report that that number was 200. It was horrible. It was like one Mississippi. Two Mississippi. Ooh, is that the Iron Chef or Ace of Cakes? Three Mississippi. That's right, you freaks of nature. I held my goddamn nose Because would it kill you to wash your meat bag every once in a while? Wash your goddamn nutsack! Not like I'm not flattered by the invitation to the assorted cheese platter under the stone. Ugh. And I say that knowing full well that my stuff is awful. Yes. Every time I go to the gynecologist, I have to write a letter of apology. And it's you black's fault because you will stretch a bitch out, yes. Now when I bang a white guy for him to feel anything, I have to cross my legs. I stood up suddenly in the back room, two Jews fell out head first. Screw this sex crap. You know what? I'm giving it up for a while. I don't care. What do I get out of it? You guys get a good time. What do I get? A rash and chapped lips. Get out of here. Oh, my God, but I did get this. I did make out with a guy recently. He was a black fireman. He might have been a white guy who got burnt. I don't know. But it was really sexy because he actually let me come on a fire call with him. It was sexy, man. There is nothing hotter than watching a black guy run into a building instead of out of it with a plasma TV. Oh, my God. Okay, and I totally scored last year. Check this shit out. I actually bagged my first professional athlete. Pretty cool, right? Line up. And it wasn't even a bowler. Check it out. See, what had happened was this super hot black Chicago Bear emails me. And he's like, hey, you were really good on the Flavor Flav roast. Do you want to come to a game? I think we all know what that really meant. Do you want to get a hotel room for exactly 1 hour? We will bang and tell no one. I will pay, but bring a Visa card because I'm black, so mine probably won't go through. I'm like, sure. Well, let me tell you what. This was like a sin. I show up. I am 47 years old. The guy was 23. Uncomfortable. The girl at the front desk was like, is this your girlfriend or your owner? So, yeah, I know. And I am not lying to you. Those guys have the best bodies in the world. Oh, my God. He takes off the shirt. Big muscles, tattoos, which didn't show up because he's black. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, get him in white out, you freaking dumbass. Athletes are so stupid. And girls, you think regular blacks talk a lot of crap in bed. This guy, even worse. He's like, yeah, bitch. Is this your first NFL dick? And I'm like, is this your first Grammy-nominated pussy? Tell you something. I'd love to stand up here and brag and say the sex was great. Sadly, I cannot. No, it wasn't his fault. He was probably just born that way. I've heard it's a condition. Okay, all right. I need your opinion. I always talk a lot about sex, even though I haven't seen many penises. Now, faggot. Penises, they're supposed to curve up like a little parenthesis, right? That's what I thought. This guy's stuff was not only not a parenthesis, it was a freaking question mark. A question mark as in, what the fuck is wrong with your dick? It was disgusting. Now, I'm not talking about that little inverted Cheeto that we've all enjoyed from time to time. This guy's stuff was a full-out swan. He was making shadow puppets on the wall with it. He was picking up breadcrumbs along the radiator. It looked like a palm tree with two big hairy coconuts. I want to puke. And trust me, no matter how you bang with a penis like that, it don't feel good. First time in, broke my coccyx. Second time, ruptured my spleen. Then my pancreas fell out. I was like, bitch, just floss my teeth and I'll call you tomorrow. Now, the story has even a sadder ending because I said I wouldn't tell anyone. I mean, come on, man. What did he expect? I'm a comic. I fuck you so I could talk about you. So seriously, Santa Rosa Blacks, beware. Tonight you'll get some good loving. Next week you'll be on stage in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And of course, I was such a big mouth, I couldn't just tell one audience. I had to tell the audience, which is the entire world. I went on my hero show, Howard Stern, the best guy in the world. So I tell millions of people. Now, I think Howard just wanted to hear the story because he thought I banged an actual bear. I'm like, no, I'm not fat anymore. So I go and I tell the story. Well, this guy gets in all shitload of trouble, gets called into the coach's office. By the way, I did not even mention his name. I told the team and his number. Whatever. 17. Anyway, you know what? So, he gets all in trouble and fined and everything, and I start to get pretty offended. I mean, I'm a woman. I have feelings, too. I'm like, listen, bitch. I got you the best press your lousy team has ever gotten on the best radio show that's ever existed. And by the way, my stuff is as close as any Bears coming to a Super Bowl anytime soon. Look at the gay guys, they're like, we're clapping, but we have no idea what football is. And oh, how great is this? Oh my God, in November, our votes were counted. Yes, we were finally heard! Yay! I'm so happy Susan Lucci was finally voted off Dancing with the Stars. No, but seriously, I am so happy that Obak Barama is going to be the president. I enjoy him so much. Like, I love him because he is a black man who is just white enough to do a good job and show up on time. And you know what? I don't care who you voted for, but you have to admit, he had the best speeches ever. He was always saying, I want change. I want change. I'm like, wow, that's just what America needs, another black guy asking us for change. And let me tell you one thing. The happiest thing is that that crazy bitch with the gun from Alaska ain't in the White House. Boo-boo, boo-boo, boo-boo. What a freaking dope. Oh, my God. First of all, I resented that every male newscaster was like, oh, she's hot. She's hot for a politician, okay? Compared to Eleanor Roosevelt and Hillary Clinton, she's a 10. Compared to Pam Anderson, she's a deuce at the most. Yuck. And oh, Madonna me, how many kids does this bitch have to have? I got three words for you, Hoover. Close your legs. She's got five kids. What is she, black? And then she goes and she has the retard kid. What the fuck is that shit about? No. That is God's way of saying stop the presses. The retard kid is a warning shot of the reproductive system. No, that's nature's way of saying, bitch, put some police tape around your twat and close its doors. That's right. Bruce, I had a good year this year. I have no boyfriend at the moment, but I'll tell you something. Here, oh, I forgot to tell you this. Okay, this is horrible. It's not even a joke. I found out that this year alone, three of my ex-boyfriends dropped dead. I know. So any blacks who are thinking of sticking it in later, enter at your own risk. I should have a reality show on TV called The Deadliest Snatch. Seriously, Matt. I don't know what's more dangerous, banging me or playing the Joker in Batman. Best joke ever. Hell yeah.
Lisa Lampanelli. DJ.
Yes.
When she started off talking about, I thought you was like, wow.
I'm like, where in the world does this woman come from?
Y'all, Lisa Lampanelli, you need to write that down. And actually, she got 4 CDs out. Hilarious woman. You see her, you could see her on the Comedy Channel as well.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm feeling her.
She's crazy as hell to me. I need you to be the same way in your stand up when we start you out.
Okay, well here's the thing. I think I'm funny, but I think she's a little she's like extreme sports. It's no different than you know, taking that ride on the side of a car with just your feet. And you know how, I don't know what that extreme sport is called other than crazy, but she is absolutely nuts.
And that's why she's called Queen of Mean Insult Comedy, like Don Rickles.
That dog, what's that, the insult, the comedy dog, or whatever that dog
is? Yeah, I know what you're saying, the guy that sounds Mexican, the dog that sounds, I forgot the dog's name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't cheer.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with him, and she's the same way. I would not want to show up late to her show, and I sure wouldn't want to sit up front.
She is stupid. The next artist I got is Christopher Titus. Christopher Titus, born October 1, 1964, Castro Valley, California, American comedian and actor. He grew up in Newark, California. Titus came to national attention with the Fox show Titus, which was right before Martin's show. Used to come on. I know people had to tune in to Martin 5 minutes early. You would see Titus in that black room with the lights swinging, and he giving the actual analysis to the show, actually. So Titus used to come on before Martin's show on Fox. Titus jokes about darkly comedian oddities such as custody battles, mental illness, family suicides, heart attacks, and domestic abuse. And this is all true in his family. His mother killed herself, and his father was just had an insane humor where nothing really just bothered him. So Titus reflects all this in his comedy. This is Christopher Titus. I played him on before. This is one of his other newer CDs. I'm going to play 3 spots like I did Lisa Lampanelli, Christopher Titus.
Yeah. A lot of people tell me this, too. Don't worry about it. It's God's will. You know, you weren't meant to be together. God's will. You know, 20... Really? God's will? Really? God got involved in this? Really? 20 years with somebody? 20 years of my life pretty much gone? All the money I made? The career I chose? Pretty much torn to pieces? 2 little kids' lives shattered? Really, God? Is that how you work? This brutal, disemboweling nightmare is you? Because if that's the case, then there is no God! And God said unto me, Christopher, I did this so you can meet a 29-year-old, 5'11", diesel jeans model who has 2 college degrees and already paid for her own boob job. How shall I serve thee, Lord? I got my Starbucks order, man. It's literally, because I didn't know what I was going to meet. Like, it was so unexpected. It's like I went to Starbucks and go, hi, I'd like to get a new girl. Oh, God, I don't know what I want. Yeah, I know I should have thought about it before I got in line. Shut up. Okay, I'd like a tall, extra hot. Ooh, shot of mocha. Oh, and non-fat. Now that joke pisses some people off. But let's say you're in a relationship you love right now, and you're thinking, how come it's not as sexy as it used to be? How come it's not as hot as it used to be? You have to be honest with yourself, and so did I, and ask yourself this question. Am I within 5% of our first date weight? Now you can get mad at that joke, or you can get a treadmill. Up to you. You want it to work. But this girl, she's amazing. She's 20% American Indian. Shot a mocha, bam. And she can track elk. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to use that, but it's a bonus. But she is so far out of my league in looks and so far out of my league in brains, my inner retard had a stroke. I can't believe she's even talking to us, man. No, here's my point. Okay, look at her, look at her. Now look in the mirror. That's you. Do it again. Her? You. Yes. She's doing community service right now. That's what it is, ain't you? Yeah. She's working off a drunk driving ticket going out with you. That's what it's got to be. She's amazing. She's great. She's like, I've never met somebody like her. She's younger than me, which is weird. You know, she's 29, and I'm not. But I don't think age really makes a difference in a relationship. You know, we fight like anybody else. When I'm buckling in her car seat, she gets all fussy. Then I got to go, use your words. She hates those jokes. She gets very angry. And then I give her a timeout. But she's amazing. She's from a good family, too, which I never had before. That's weird for me. Like, her family is really good. I've never had that. This is the only time in my life my inner retard and I really agreed on something. Because my inner retard met him, he's like, they support each other with love and kindness. Back away slow. This isn't real. She taught me a lot. She taught me something I didn't know. For 20 years, I didn't know what's in my life. Here's something. She taught me that women don't want you to try to be cool. They wish you were a lot cooler than you were. She's told me that. But they don't want you to try to be any cooler than you are. The only time I've made myself look like a raging ass in front of this girl is when I tried to be cool. So this happened when we were about a month and a half together. That really sexy, lusty time where it's just sex and food. Late night, one night, we got 30 candles lit in the shape of a heart around the bed. Oh, yeah. Music playing, a couple glasses of wine, and this great food. She's laying on bed in front of me, half naked, and I'm standing at the end of the bed. And I think I look pretty good because I lost 28 pounds in my divorce. Because, well, that's what a soul weighs. And it was one of those moments where I was feeling super cool because this girl is beautiful and she wants me and we're staring at each other and just electricity going back and forth. And And I think I look so cool. As I go to take my T-shirt off in front of her, I hear porn music in my head. And I start worrying. She's staring at me like she wants me, so I'm like, yeah. And I take my shirt off, and I stick my hand in the ceiling fan over the bed. And I go, switch, brrr, ah. Ow! Well, that hurt a lot, idiot. You're actually bleeding, idiot. Nice job. Oh, she's laughing her ass off. Look at it. Oh, dude. You are done for tonight, my friend. Yes. You might as well blow the candles out and put the hog away because it's over. Oh, she fell off the bed. Look at that. She fell off the bed. Well, while she's lying there gasping, you might as well grab her butt. All right, yeah. Yeah. That's 100% right there. All right. In an intense, sexually romantic moment, I stuck my hand in a spinning fan blade. And this was Shreveport, Louisiana in August. It wasn't going flop, flop, flop. It was on turboprop. And the scene is this. The most romantic moment I've ever been in. Music playing. Wine, beautiful. Two hot people looking at each other. And here's the noise that messed it up. My first thought was, because I'm a guy, she's laying there in front of me with something sexy on. My first thought was, I can make this work. Then the pain hit and I dropped. But how cool would I have to be to actually pull that off, to come back from that deficit? What could I possibly have done? You know that's how I like it. Now, I want you to open that eye wide. Pathetic. That's not the worst story. We live together now, and I have found my great love. I know that because she asked me to do crap I hate to do, and I do it gladly. Do dishes? Yeah, baby. You can make dinner? Sure. I'm on it. Want me to wash your car? Whatever you want. Clean the toilets? I'm here. You know why? Because I love you. I'm happy. And I'm weep. So she asked me to make the bed one night. I'm like, all right, I'll make the bed. But I make the bed like a damn man makes the bed. I tuck it in 4 feet all the way around. I got a staple gun. Kapow, kapow, kapow. Bed's made. Because I only want to make it once every fiscal year. But when you make a bed with that kind of expertise, you have a tendency to short sheet it a tad. And she's 5'11". So she got in bed that night, and the sheet came up to her hip. She's like, What did you do? I can't. And I was wrapped around behind her, had my head was right here, and I said, hey, baby, calm down. I got this for you. And I grabbed the sheet, and I go, and my hand slipped, and I punched her in the face. I have no words for this one. I frankly believe you have outdone yourself here, my friend.
That was extraordinary. You have definitely skipped some levels. I wish I could call everybody else's inner retard right now and brag about you. Well, you better wake her up, idiot. Wake up! Well, while she's passed out, you might as well grab her butt. All right, yeah. Yeah. Whew. That's some hot business right there. Okay, all right.
That's not the worst story.
Yeah, you don't know him like I do.
This story happened on a very sad day for me. I'd come in from the backyard after setting a trash can full of tidy whities ablaze. But the good news is I'm opening up 12 new boxes of underwear. And they're underwear in their own single box. No three-pack with a rubber band. These are the badass box with a picture of a dude on the front that makes me really uncomfortable. And I'm taking the underwear out of the box and put them in the drawer, take them out, put them in the drawer, put them in the drawer, put them in the drawer. I get down the last pair, I take them out of the box, and I put them right on. And she goes, whoa! Aren't you going to wash them first? They will never be this clean again. These underwear are very stylish. They've got seams and crap in them, and you know what I mean? Like, not, well, you know, they got seams and stuff on them. And she, they're not my taste really, but she says she makes her think I'm sexy. And if it makes me look sexy to her, I'd wear whatever. A clown wig and Nazi boots, yavo, let's go, whatever. Huh? Let's go. So I got them on, and they're feeling weird. I put them on, not used to them. And they're just kind of, they're bunching, they're just weird. You know, I'm not used to it. I just, and then all of a sudden, something starts tugging on one of my backup singers. And I'm like, hey. And, you know, but she likes them, so I'm thinking, all right, I'm just going to ride this out. You know, I'm going to man up and be a cowboy. I got this. Okay. And it was weird because it would go away for a little while, you know. It was like a toothache. It would just go away. I'd forget about it, and then I'd be in the bank and be like, "Hey, sir, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. I'm all right." And this goes on all day, and I can't figure out. So I go home that night, but I'm gonna write it up for her. So go home that night, and we get in bed. I go, "Hey, babe, can you do me a favor? Can you check down there? Because something is just pulling on me. I don't know what it is." And my girlfriend has no diplomacy. If she's going to laugh at you, she's not just going to laugh at you. She's going to laugh and point. If she was negotiating for the U.S., we would be nuked by Canada. Because humiliation is her game. So she looks down and she goes, "Ha!" And my first thought is something crawled up inside of me. And I go, "What?" And she goes, "Ah!" "What?" "Well, get it off me!" So she reaches in and fast. So I turn my head because I know what's going to happen. And I hear this noise. Shh. And she pulls her finger back. And there's a sticker. That says inspected by number 31. Which is kind of funny, I get it, but she can't breathe. She's shaking like this. And I'm going, "What?" She goes, "Hey, Bottom!" "What?" "Hey, Bottom!" "What?" Yeah.
they pass.
Cool, I am not. Yes.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kelda Music, a.k.a. Diva, and I'm chilling with my boy, Taz, on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.
That was Christopher Titus. One of his backup singers was choking on the inspection sticker. Hell no. DJ! That dude is stupid. I was trying to man up all day. Write it out.
Funny.
You gotta listen to his whole CD because he tells a story all the way through, like I told you before. So that was Christopher Titus. The next comedian is Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg, born February 24th, 1968, American stand-up comedy of Swedish ancestry. Known for his surreal humor and unconventional comedic delivery, which is very unconventional. He just throws out punchline after punchline. His career began in stand-up in Florida after a period of honing his skills in Seattle and began to tour. He soon appeared on MTV's Comedic K's, followed by a 1996 appearance on Late Night with David Letterman, which brought him his big break. This is Mitch Hedberg. I let Ron L. listen to Mitch in the car one day. Him and his wife was riding with me. And they fell out, and Ron said, I got to have that dude. Because when it's late at night and I'm kind of drunk, I can listen to him and laugh all day long. So we're going to end it out with Mitch Hedberg. And until next week, I'll see you. DJ, we'll see you the next week after the next week.
That's right, and we're not talking about why.
Yeah, praise God. I love you, DJ.
Uh-huh. And when I'm not here next week, I better not hear you talking about me.
Don't worry. If it don't come up, it won't come up. But if I think about it, good God. I can't bite my tongue because it hurts. This is Mitch Hedberg on ATAZP Live.
I was going to have my teeth whitened, but then I said, fuck that. I'll just get a tan instead. I got some tartar control toothpaste. I still got tartar, but that shit's under control. If the tartar gets out of line, I'm like, come on, man, you know the deal. Fall in. You crazy-ass tartar. I got so much tartar, I don't have to dip my fish stick in shit. That's actually kind of gross, you know. After that joke, I always clarify that I'm just joking. I don't know how much tartar I actually have. I believe it's the average amount. If we all did a tartar test right now, my name would be right in the fucking middle. I would like to go fishing and catch a fish stick. That would be convenient. I could easily get a job with Mrs. Paul. They just put me in a boat with some empty boxes. And I will return them to the freezer section of your neighborhood grocery store. You know, there's a fishing show on TV. They catch the fish, but they let it go. They don't want to eat the fish, but they do want to make it late for something. Where were you? I got caught. Bullshit. Let me see the inside of your lip. Fish are always eating other fish. If fish could scream, the ocean would be loud as shit. You would not want to submerge your head. Nothing but fish going, ah, fuck. I thought I looked like that rock. I had a Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb is a replica of Dr. Pepper, but it's a bullshit replica because dude didn't even get his degree. Why'd you have to drop out and start making pop so soon?
The commercial for Diet Dr. Pepper says it tastes just like regular Dr. Pepper. Well, then they fucked up. I went to a doctor. All he did was suck blood from my neck. Don't go see Dr. Acula. I want to hang a map of the world in my house. Then I'm going to put pins into all the locations that I've traveled to. But first I'm going to have to travel to the top two corners of the map so it won't fall down. You know, people think I'm into sports just because I'm a man. I'm not into sports. I mean, I like Gatorade. That's about as far as it goes. And by the way, you don't have to be sweating and holding a basketball to enjoy a Gatorade. You can just be a thirsty dude. Gatorade forgets about this demographic. I'm thirsty for absolutely no reason. Other than the fact that liquid has not touched my lips for some time. Can I have a Gatorade too, or does that lightning bolt mean no? Yeah, I'm not into sports. If I had athlete's foot, my first reaction would be, that's not my fucking foot. I don't want to have my face on the cover of a Wheaties box. I want to have my face on the cover of a Rice Krispies box. Snap, crackle, Mitch, and pop. Hey, how the fuck did he do that? Hey, in Hollywood, it's all who you know, and I know crackle. I saw on HBO they were advertising this boxing match. They said, it's a fight to the finish. That's a good place to end. Every McDonald's commercial ends the same way, right? McDonald's commercials end like this. Prices and participation may vary. Now, I want to open a McDonald's and not participate in anything. I want to be a stubborn McDonald's owner. Okay, cheeseburgers? Nope. We got spaghetti. And blankets. But we are not affiliated with that clown. He attracts too many children. Hey, this joke's on the first tee, but I added a new line, so I can't fucking rob you of this one. I got an ant farm. Them fellas didn't grow shit. I said, come on, what about some celery? You fuckers don't farm. Plus, if I tore your legs off, you would look like snowmen. That's the part that's not on the old CD. Now, you can smoke in Minnesota clubs, right? Can you? I can, well, who the fuck am I? Mitch Hedberg, that's right. I like to smoke a pipe because it's the punchline indicator. Whenever I take a hit of the pipe, you fuckers should be laughing. Not yet, though. I haven't said shit. I'll give you an example. You know when they show someone on TV washing their hair under a waterfall? That's fucking bullshit, man. Because that thing would knock you on your ass. No, you didn't laugh, all right. Who's that guy who's got the cool laugh up here? I hope that fucker's mic'd. I hate for this show to go unnoticed. Only problem with having a distinctive laugh is I know exactly when you're not laughing. Oh, distinctive laugh doesn't think that joke was funny. Yeah, so I think we should only get 3 honks a month on the car horn because people honk the car horn too much. 3 honks, that's the limit. And then someone cuts you off, you press your horn, nothing happens. You're like, shit, I wish I went to see Ricky on the sidewalk. I think they could take sesame seeds out the market and I wouldn't even care. I can't imagine 5 years from now saying, damn, remember sesame seeds? What happened? All the buns are blank. They're going to have to change that McDonald's song. 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a bun. How does a sesame seed stick to a bun? That's fucking magical. There's got to be some sesame seed glue out there. Either that or they're adhesive on one side. take the sesame seed out, remove the backing, and place it on the bun. Now your bun will look spectacular. What does the sesame seed grow into? I don't know. We never give them a chance. What the fuck is a sesame? It's a street. It's a way to open shit. You think when the guy came up with the idea to invent a bong, a black light popped up over his head? I shouldn't do this joke because it's gonna ruin my cover, but I like the FedEx driver because he's a drug dealer and he don't even know it. And he's always on time. I remixed the remix, it was back to normal. There's a commercial on late night TV for this thing you attach to a garden hose that says you can water your hard to reach plants with this product. Who the fuck would make your plants hard to reach? That seems so very mean. I know you need water, but I'm gonna make you hard to reach. I will throw water at you. Hopefully they'll invent a product before you shrivel and die. Think like a cactus. So you can have this product for 4 easy payments of $19.95. I'd like to have a product that was available for 3 easy payments and 1 fucking complicated payment. We can tell you which payment it is, but one of these payments... The mailman will get shot to death, the envelope will not seal, and the stamp will be in the wrong denomination. Good luck, fucker. That last payment must be made in wampum. My fake plants died because I did not pretend to water them. I think animal crackers made people think that all animals taste the same. What does a giraffe taste like? A hippopotamus. I had them back to back. I'd hate to be a giraffe with a sore throat. God damn it anyway. I write jokes for a living, man. You know, I sit at my hotel at night, I think of something that's funny, then I go get a pen and I write it down. Or if the pen's too far away, I have to convince myself that what I thought of ain't funny. I walk by a dry cleaner at 3 a.m., the sign says, sorry, we're closed. You don't have to be sorry. It's 3 a.m. and you're a dry cleaner. It would be ridiculous for me to expect you to be open. I'm not going to walk in at 10 a.m. and say, hey, I walked by at 3. You guys were closed. Somebody owes me an apology. This jacket would be halfway done. Yeah, I bought myself a parrot. The parrot talked, but it did not say I'm hungry, so it died. I get a cold sore. I hate to say it. Minnesota, but in a cold sore, I put Carmex on it, because Carmex is supposed to alleviate cold sores. I don't know if it does help, but it will make them shiny and more noticeable. It's like cold sore highlighter. Maybe they could come up with an arrow that heals cold sores. I fucking hate arrows, man. They try to tell me which direction to go. It's like, fuck you, I ain't going that way. Line with 2/3 of a triangle on the end. Imagine being killed by a bow and arrow. That would suck. An arrow killed you? They would never solve the crime. Look at that dead guy. Let's go that way. I like to hold the microphone cord like this. I pinch it together. Then I let it go. Then you hear a whole bunch of jokes at once. I tried to walk into Target, but I missed. I think the entrance to Target should have people splattered all around. Then when I finally walk in, the guy says, can I help you? Just practicing. Let me think now. Yeah, I hate dreaming because, you know, when you want to sleep, you want to sleep. Dreaming is work, you know? Like, there I am laying on my comfortable bed in my hotel room. It's beautiful. Next thing you know, I have to build a go-kart with my ex-landlord. I want a dream of me watching myself sleep. Hey, man, I went to the Home Depot, you know, the other day, which was unnecessary. I need to go to the Apartment Depot, which is just a big warehouse with people standing around saying, hey, we ain't got to fix shit. Look at all the limes in this goddamn thing. This fucking thing is tropical. Look at the limes, how they float. That's good news. Next time I'm on a boat and it capsizes, I will reach for a lime. Like, I'll be water skiing out a life preserver. People will say, what the fuck? And I'll pull out a lime. I'm saved by the buoyancy of citrus. Every book is a children's book if the kid can read. I got an oscillating fan at my house. The fan goes back and forth. It looks like the fan is saying no. So I like to ask you questions that a fan would say no to. So do you keep my hair in place? Do you keep my documents in order? Do you have three settings? Liar! My fan fucking lied to me. Now I will pull the pin up. Now you ain't saying shit. I didn't go to college, but if I did, I would take all my tests at a restaurant because the customer is always right. All right. That joke, is better than you acted. Perhaps it's not. Maybe it's dumb. It could be. I hear you, man. I'm not a fucking genius, for Christ's sakes. You know, I'm fucking just trying to tell some jokes. Shit. Who the fuck are you? That track is number 14, and it's called Attitude. I don't have any children, but if I had a baby, I would have to name it, so I would buy a baby naming book, or I would invite somebody over who had a cast on.
Hey, what's up, what's going down? Hey, my name is Ron L., and pretty soon to be changed to Smooth Sounds. I met my man TAZ over in Nuremberg, Germany in 1988. We were putting our same thing down, having a good time, you know. We lost contact when we got back to the States here, maybe a few years after that, but just so happened by the information superhighway, I found his address and I found the number in the computer there, and I called it up, checked to see if that was him, was in the location, and sure enough, that was him when he answered the phone. So we're back in contact, we're doing our thing, bang, and trying to get things going. But I also like to congratulate him and DJ Stroke for putting out ATAZP Recorded Live. ATAZP Recorded Live on the radio internet. Yeah.